intervention on a fast track. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden urging the Senate to move quickly after the House voted to block a rail strike next week.
After a bipartisan majority in the House approved a resolution imposing a tentative labor agreement between rail companies and unions, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is pressing the Senate to do the same. Quickly.
A rail shutdown would have a grinding effect on our economy.
The measure preventing a strike likely will need at least 60 votes to advance in the Senate. Lawmakers from both parties are expressing concerns over congressional intervention.
Our team is going to continue to work on that to make sure that we avert this.
The House did pass a separate measure giving rail workers 7 additional days of paid sick leave. That has been a key sticking point in labor talks.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. House Democrats pick a new leadership team with New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries at the top. He will be minority leader when the new Republican majority takes over in January.
Jeffries says he's willing to work with the other side to find common ground.
Our commitment is always to extend the hand of partnership whenever and wherever possible.
Jeffrey says they will push back against what they call extremism. The leadership also says the caucus will continue to protect individual freedoms and health care in the new Congress.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Jeffrey's the first person of color to hold the top leadership post for either party in the House or Senate. The Fed chief getting much of the credit for a big rally on Wall Street late in the day after Jay Powell signaled in a speech that slower and smaller rate hikes may be coming after a string of 4 3/4-point increases fueling recession concerns. The Dow finishing up 737 points, the S&P up more than 3%, the NASDAQ gaining more than 4%. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Shared grief at the University of Idaho, holding a candlelight vigil tonight for 4 slain students found stabbed to death in an off-campus house more than 2 weeks ago.
The shock and brutality of the November 13th murders clearly having a sweeping emotional impact on students across this state and the country.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Moscow, Idaho, where some on campus and in the community remain on edge. There have been no arrests made or suspects named.
I personally live pretty close to where it happened, and I live by myself, and it's kind of terrifying. Like, every night, it gets, like, really dark here early.
Students have been given the option to finish the semester remotely. State police continue a stepped-up presence as the investigation continues. They have called it a targeted attack. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland just announcing that the Justice Department is appointing a third-party manager for the Jackson, Mississippi water system after a boil water notice over the summer that followed longstanding problems.
As we work to fulfill our responsibility to keep the American people safe, to protect civil rights, we will continue to prioritize cases like this one that will have the greatest impact on communities most burdened by environmental harm.
The Environmental Protection Agency is looking into whether Mississippi officials discriminated against Jackson by refusing to fund water system improvements. A setback in court for cities trying to force streaming services to pay cable operator fees. The Ohio Supreme Court ruling that Netflix and Hulu are not video service providers and don't have to pay those fees to local governments because they stream on public internet without physically installing equipment in public rights of way. A Cleveland suburb argued they should face the fees because their internet content is delivered over cables and wires. The court also siding with the company's argument it's really up to the state commerce department, not a lawsuit. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.